the quiet of this moment, Lord, we come with open hearts. We wait on you. Every burden, every question laid at your feet. We need your presence to lead us through. As your word goes forth in truth and light, let hope awaken deep inside. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe on us again. Strengthen our faith, draw us closer in. Winning every day by Isaac Mellie Ministries, walking in your grace, living in your victory. Come, Holy Spirit, have your way. We trust you, Lord, we're winning every day.
Good morning, and welcome once again to Winning Everyday Devotional. It is always a joy to share God's word with you. I pray that wherever you are listening from today, your heart will be refreshed, your spirit renewed, and your faith strengthened in Jesus' name. Today's topic is living with bold faith, and our Bible text is from Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, which says, "And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She said, 'If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.' Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Then he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.'" A few years ago, author and researcher Angela Duckworth, in her best-selling book Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance, shared the story of cadets undergoing one of the toughest military training programs in the United States. Many of them possessed exceptional intelligence, athletic ability, and impressive academic records. Yet those qualities alone did not determine who would finish the demanding program. Duckworth's years of research revealed something surprising. The people who endured and succeeded were often those who refused to quit when the journey became difficult. They kept believing that each painful step was leading somewhere worthwhile. Their confidence was not rooted merely in talent, but in unwavering determination to press forward despite uncertainty. That story reminds us of an even greater truth found in Scripture. While determination is valuable, believers possess something far stronger. We have faith in the living God. Bold faith is not confidence in ourselves. It is confidence in God's unchanging character. It keeps moving when circumstances say, "Stop." Keeps praying when answers seem delayed. Keeps expecting because it knows that God is faithful. The woman in today's Bible passage lived with disappointment for 12 long years. She had exhausted her finances. She had consulted many physicians. Nothing changed. Every natural option had failed. Then she heard about Jesus, noticed something remarkable. She didn't wait until everything looked favorable before believing. She believed first, then she acted. Her faith moved her feet. Can I ask you today, what dream have you quietly stopped believing God for? Maybe you've prayed about your family for years. Maybe you're trusting God for healing, a new job, restoration, direction, or financial breakthrough. Perhaps disappointment has whispered that nothing will ever change. Be encouraged today. God's delays are never God's denials. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 reminds us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. While 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 tells us that we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith often speaks before evidence appears. The woman declared within herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." She didn't have visible proof, yet she carried invisible conviction. What are you speaking over your life these days? Are your words agreeing with your fears or agreeing with God's promises? Choose to speak life. Remember, the Bible says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Proverbs 18, verse 21. Perhaps someone listening today feels surrounded by impossible situations. Hear this encouraging word. The God who opened the Red Sea has not lost his power. The God who raised Lazarus is still the God of impossible possibilities. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your present circumstances are not the final chapter of your story. Bold faith does not ignore reality. It simply refuses to allow reality to become greater than God's ability. Think about David before Goliath. Others saw an unbeatable giant. David saw a God who had never failed him. His confidence wasn't in his sling, but in the Lord who fought his battles. What giant has been standing before you lately? Don't measure your problem against your strength. Measure it against God's greatness. And here's another encouragement for someone listening today. Every step of obedience strengthens your faith. Sometimes God asks us to forgive when it hurts, to give when resources are limited, to serve when nobody notices, or to wait patiently when everything within us wants immediate answers. Those moments become opportunities to demonstrate bold faith. Faith grows every time we trust God beyond what we can control. Today, refuse to allow fear to make decisions for you. Refuse to let yesterday's disappointment define tomorrow's expectations. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep obeying. Keep expecting. Because God is still writing your testimony. As you go today, I prophesy over your life. Every chain of fear is broken in your life in Jesus' name. The courage to trust God beyond your circumstances rests upon you today. Every delayed promise shall manifest at God's appointed time in your life. Doors that have remained closed because of fear shall open by the favor of God. Your faith will not fail in Jesus' name. Your hope will not die. Your testimony will speak. The Lord shall strengthen your heart, establish your steps, and surprise you with undeniable breakthroughs. What looked impossible yesterday shall become a testimony tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, where has fear been louder than faith in my life? What promise of God do I need to believe again? What practical step of obedience is God asking me to take today? Remember, every great testimony begins with one courageous act of faith. Actions for the day. Write down one area where you've been trusting God but have become discouraged. Find at least three Bible promises that relate to that situation. Pray over those promises today and intentionally replace every negative confession with God's word. Then take one practical step that reflects your trust in Him. As you go through today, choose faith over fear. The God who has carried you this far will not abandon you now. His timing is perfect. His promises remain true. His grace is sufficient, and His power is still at work in the lives of those who trust Him. Walk boldly today, not because you know what tomorrow holds, but because you know the one who holds tomorrow. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, let's declare this together with confidence. Today I choose to live by faith and not by fear. God is with me, therefore I will not be shaken. Every challenge before me is an opportunity for God's power to be revealed. I receive wisdom, strength, favor, open doors, divine protection, and supernatural breakthroughs. My faith is growing stronger every day. I am victorious because Christ lives in me. This is my season of answered prayers, and I will walk boldly into every opportunity God has prepared for me. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us that you are faithful in every season. Today, strengthen everyone listening with bold and unwavering faith. Where there is fear, release courage. Where there is discouragement, release fresh hope. Where there are delays, let your perfect timing bring joyful testimonies. Guide every decision, protect every family, bless the work of our hands, and let your favor surround us throughout this day. May our lives continually bring glory to your name. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If today's devotional has encouraged your heart, please share this message with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. You never know whose faith might be strengthened because you chose to share God's word. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep walking by faith, and keep winning every day. God God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today. Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes. Step by